reason, because he can't stay married, can't live with his wife without a tzuba. So if she loses a ksuba, you have to right away write her up another one. So that's what the husband is complaining. Don't give this ksuba that you found now back to my wife, even though I didn't pay her up yet, because she already has one ksuba. That's the pshat in the chomin. That's why they say do not give it back. And this I'll tell you, the Rabbi Yossi yells no, this I'm not afraid about. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not afraid for shtei ksubas. Therefore Rabbi Yossi says, don't give it back, because he goes to shittos and holds for shtap royin with chashina. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Loza says like this. Machlekes b'sheshneya madukin b'teifis. The machlekes we had before that we said yachleku, when the malv and the leiva are both holding on to the shtar. So when is that b'sheshneya madukin b'teirif? Rashi says kleimer. Means oy shneya madukin b'teirif, b'teirif that's gilush shtar. Mokam aloiva via malva via moyis via zman. That's the main part of the shtar. That's called the teirif. The main part of the shtar. And the other part of the shtar is the teifis. Rashi says kol loshen shtar, the normal wording for a shtar. So in every shtar there are two parts to it. That's called the teirif. That's the information, the special information we have to know here. The name of the malva, the name of the leiva, how much money, where they are. And then there's the teifis, just what it says inside it. The normal loshen. So therefore, Rav Lezer says like this, machleikis, when do we say achleiku? Pishishnei madukin b'teifis, in that either both of them are holding on to the same part of the shtar, the teifis, the extra part, or else the shnei b'teirif, they're both holding on to the teirif, the main part of the shtar. What's going to be avolechet otik b'teifis? One is holding on just to the regular nusaf, the regular wording of a shtar. The yechet otik b'teirif, but the other one is really holding on to the teirif, to the main part of the shtar. Then I'll tell you zeh noitel teifis. This one takes the teifis, which is not worth too much, but the zeh noitel teirif. This one takes the teirif, that is the good shtar. Rashi says, the mighty tofes didehu, with Tony Liel, denot lamotnum shodem agas. See here also. So we'll soon see. That's what Reb Lezer says. For Reb Yechanan says no. For Reb Yechanan omar, li'olam cholkin, we always divide up this shtar equally. The afilu echad odek v'teifis, the echad odek v'teirif. Even though one is holding on to the teifis, just to the regular wording of a shtar, and the other one is holding on to the main part of the shtar, still we'll say here Yechleikum. For the Gemara, why? I have a Tanya, we learned before, not like this, we learned the Chura, that Zed Noitel Ad Mokim Shiyodu Magas, that each one takes what's holding in his hand. If one is holding the Teirif, and one is holding the Teifis, the Chura, what's in his hand, he should have a right to keep for himself. So how can we say Yechleikum on this? So what says, let's read the case like this, the Koi Teirif Bei Mitzoy, that the Teirif, the main part of the shtar, was part in the middle. It was in the middle of the shtar. So it comes out both of them was just holding on to the teifis. So Moshe says, Lihaki, if so, Malamein, what are you telling me then? The Chur Pshita, that's like regular Shnei Mechsa Metalis. So Moshe says, Letzricha, the Kiddush is, to Mekarav Lagavi Dechad, that no, the teirif, it sure was in the middle of the shtar, but it was closer towards the top. So the one that's holding on to the top of the shtar, to him it's closer, the teirif. So Madatem, I would have thought to say, Omalei Plughochi, he has the right to say, the one that's closer to him has the right to say, cut it straight down the middle, that's crosswards. And therefore, I'll keep the teirif, and I have the shtar. Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is no. The Yomle, the other one, has the right to say back to him, no. My Chos is the Palgas Hochi, who told you to cut it straight down the width? Polig Hochi, cut it down the length, and then we'll both be shutfus in the teirif. So in other words, you can't get the shtar. That's the Chiddush over here. In such a case, it's still a regular little chokin in the shtar, we don't give it to one over the other one. So Rashi says, the mice, there's no machlekes here, the mara machora, mara machob lepigi. If one is really holding on to the teifis, and the other one's holding on to the teirif, they both agree, what's in your hand, you keep, and then it won't be achleku. It's only saying like in a case where they're really both holding on to the teifis, just the teirif is in the middle, so in such a case, we say achleku, we divide it up equally. Now the Gemara says, oh, Malay Ravachim Midif Ravina. He asked him that the Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer the Yomar, Zen Noto Teifis, Zen Noto Teirif, when they're both holding on to the shtar. Each one takes what's in his hand. He says, so, Lomalay, why does the one that's holding on to the Teifis, what does he have from it? It's not worth anything. The Teifis by itself, you can't use anything. So, what do you mean to say he takes it?
Does he just need it to be for battle cover? Like, he can't use it by itself. What I mean to say is that of course they sell it. You don't rip up the shtar and give him the teifis and the teirif. Rather we sell it for the value of it. We'll soon see. The Yom Hoch will say like this. Shtar, a shtar that has a zman in it, how much is it worth? but the less Bezman doesn't have a star in it, Kamishav, how much is it worth? In other words, Bishtar, the Yiz Bezman, government Mishabdi. If the star has a Zman inside it, so it's useful, you can collect the Mishabodim from it. Vidach, like government Mishabdi, and the other one is holding on to the Teufes, since there's no Zman, he can't receive Mishabodim. Therefore, the difference of the star, how much is worth, whether you can collect from Mishabodim or not, this difference to divide up, and the one that has the tariff takes it more than the other one. But the Ikra Loch of the Chok and the Chalukim is, not with the rip off the star in half, but we sell it for the value of it, and the value we divide up the way they're holding on to it. Like Rashi says, that the tariff, Rashi says, Odif mitofis, the Yisbei Mokam Azaman, that has the Zaman. So Rashi says, you can ask the other question also, the Ilu Shema Malva via Loiva via Moyas Ksuvim, because the Torah has the names also that the Tefis doesn't have. So Rashi says, no, Afa Tefis, Shetzorach Lachsa min Yonisho Shta Beshit Achreina, that even the Tefis also has these other names, the other information. So the main difference between the Tefis and the Torah is only the Zaman. That in the Torah you have the Zaman, and the Tefis you don't have the Zaman. So therefore the one that's holding on to the Torah, he has the Mila, he has the Zaman here. So how much the Zaman is worth more, he receives that much value, and the rest, in Bishova, Bishova, that they divide, that's the din of Chokin. So therefore the loch of Chokin by the Shtar here is, they divide up the money. And how much more it's worth because of the Zaman, the one that's holding the Zaman receives it. And the rest of it is Yachlaiku. It was swimming around, that's the same Shana Mishnah also, that we say Chokin by the Talis is also the same way. So the Mor says, V'yachlaiku namu damor and lidamei. Tilo temoch, we're not going to say it like this. Tilo temoch, he shneimach zimbatalis. That's what the Mishnah says, the loch of shneimach zimbatalis. Hochi namu the polig, that you rip the Talis in half, who has to do, you're going to ruin the Talis. So chorid means you sell it, and the value you divide in half. So Mor says, no, hola kash, that's on a kash. Atei lechaz leketanim. It could be a big talus, that even if you divide it in half, still it's fit for ketanim to use.
Small kids could use it. So therefore, it's only a chiddush from here that we say ledamim, but by regular shnayim erchsam talus, it could be leketanim. That is Mor says, v'hod yom rov, that's what Rabbi said, yom hois the talus muzavis. If the talus was a golden talus, chokin, we also divide it up in half. For the Gemara, hochinami, the polik law, we also divide the golden talus in half. Who has to do? You're ruining the clothing. Like the chur, a golden shirt, you know, you don't divide up. So Mor says, Alakashia, the chosl of Nebel Achim again, it's fit for children of the kings, that they also wear golden shirts. So even though now it's one big one, you could divide it in half, it could be the Ketanim use it. So Gitzah could be that we'll say still Chokim, really. Mor says, that we learned. Two people running on top of the behemoth. So we say Chokin. It's Achinami the Poliglei who has to do like to cut the animal in half. The man is going to ruin the animal. Then you're making it unavailable. You can't use it. Mor says Bishleim Metayro Chazi Lavasa. Bishleim if the animal is a tohor, so good. You can say you make a shita and then you cut the meat in half and you divide the meat in half. That's okay. And a tamei you have to do, but if it's a behemoth tamei, you can't use the meat. The old thing is to tell it that a guy would use it to work with it. So how can you divide it up? But the old thing of a chamor is for its work. So if you give me half of a chamor, it's not worth anything. So what do you have to answer? L'demei, avadin al-mishnosa means chokin, means you take this chamor and sell it, and the value of it, we divide up in half. So chanami l'demei, hirosataka means l'demei, senachanami, that's what we're answering over here. In other words, that's what we're answering before. Now, it wasn't really kashed, it's just gutteritz. And that we said the case of the mishubodim, if you have a shtar, one has the zman, one doesn't have the zman. So he said, yoy lehechta b'nei b'nei, v'yachleiku. And we divide it up. So Gemara like the kasha, I luchur smashim yachleiku means you have to divide the star itself. So he said no, v'yachleiku nami diyamorin l'demei. That it says yachleiku means for the dom and the value of it. As we were just saying pshat, that the pshat v'shnayim adukim shtar over there, even though it says yachleiku, yachleiku means that we take the value of the star and we divide up the value of the star. So Gemara like the kasha, I says yachleiku. So Teretz says no, that could also mean yachleiku. And I'll bring you a proof, because even in our Mishnah, when it says Shnayim Oichsim Atalis, that the locher is Chokim, we have to divide up the Talis, it doesn't always mean to say, you take the Talis and Mamish rip it in half. Certain times, you be Masid, like by Behemah for sure. By Behemah Tameh, you be Masid the Behemah. So for sure, when it says Yachleiku there, it just means you take the Behemah, and you sell it, and the money we divide up. That's also called Yachleiku. So it's not sure the Sabi Yas also, Yachleiku means Bidimei. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Ches Amar Aleph. A few lines down. Verse says like this. Omar Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma says, Zoyse Meres. From our Mishnah we have a Raya
that Hamagibi Amitziyah Chaveroi, if somebody picks up a Mitziyah for his friend, he wants his friend to be Kainerit, he is Kona Chaveroi. Then his friend is Kona. Why? Because these Sakodai Tichif, you're going to tell me, Loi Kona Chaveroi, we'll soon see the reasons why. But if you would tell me that Hamagibi Amitziyah Chaveroi, if I pick up a Mitziyah in order for somebody else to be Kainerit, I can't do it for him, that the din would be Loi Kona Chaveroi. If so, then in our Mishnah, Tiyase zu, kimi shemunecha sagabi karka, vizu, kimi shemunecha sagabi karka. It should be considered in our Mishnah, when the case of Shnai Merchis and the Talis, that is Reuven and Shimon are both arguing over the Talis, and they both picked up the Talis together. It was a Mitziah, so then we should consider as if neither of them are Mozokim. We should not see it by either of them, but rather we should say that this here is like a still lying on the floor, and this hif is like a still lying on the floor. And therefore, v'lo yikmeh lo yzeh v'lo yzeh, not Reuven should be kind of the talis, and not Shimon should be kind of the talis. And in our Mishnah, we know not like that. The Mishnah says, Shnai merchis and betalis, we consider it as if both of them is holding on to the talis, like we consider them both the mechzokim. Like Gemara said before, it's possible to say that they both picked it up at the same time, and it's possible to say that it's not the true yachleiku, that both of them own hif. Now that's only possible if you would say that Hamagviya Mitzila Chaveru is Kona Chaveroi. If I pick up the talis for your sake, I have a right to be Kona for you. And if you pick it up for my sake, then I have a right to be Kona. Then it's possible to say the Locha the Mishnah of Shnai Merchis and Batalis. But if you're going to tell me that if I pick up something for you, it doesn't help for you, so then now when we're picking it up together, it should be considered as if not that I'm Kona and not that you're Kona. And rather, just like both parts of the talus are still on the floor. And since our Mishnah says not like that, El Alav Shramina, from here we should have a good proof that the locker is HaMagibiyah Metzila Chaveru is Takakona Chaveru, that you walk on. Like Rashi said,
like we explained before, that the pshat from the Mishnah of Muchzokim, Shnai Merchis and the talus, Shira Muchzok, we have to see the talus belonging to you. So now, and we also said that it's possible to say that both of them picked it up together, and they both own it. Now, how is it possible that they both picked it up together, that really both should own it? Like, each one is only holding on to half of the talus. The other half he's not holding on to. He didn't make a hagabor. Hagabor l'chur is only if you pick up the whole talus. So you have to say that, true, I'm only picking up half. But the other half that my friend is picking up, he's picking up for me. In other words, his half that he's picking up should help my half as if I'm carrying my half. So that's only good if his hagabor, when he picks up something for me, I'm takakona, taka belongs to me. Then we can say the svara. But if when he picks up something for me, he is not kona for me, we don't see it by me, so then when I'm picking up half the talus, that means nothing. It should be considered as if the whole talus is still on the floor, so I shouldn't be considered a muchzik. So from here we have a raya from our Mishnah that the locher is kona chaver. And this the Gemara says back no. Omar Rav answers back and says no. Liyolam, really I'll tell you Liyolam Eimaloch, that maybe the locher is Hamagibiyah Metzila Chaveroi Loi Kona Chaveroi. If Reuven picks up a Mitziah, if a lost object, after the owner was Miyayish, and now Reuven picks it up with intentions that Shimon should own it, maybe Loi Kona Chaveroi, you can't be mezakarit to your friend. And we'll soon see why. If so, why in our Mishnah is it good? For Ocha Haino time, we know in our Mishnah is better, I'll tell you it's better in our Mishnah because of a new Svara. That me, Gudu Zochel and Avshei, Zochel Nam Alechavrei. Since when you're picking up this talus, you have a part in the talus itself, like half of the talus that you're picking up for yourself, so Migu, that you're picking it up for yourself, who are then you could also be kind of the other half for your friend. The Rashi says, if when Reuven picks it up, he has no intentions of taking it for himself. Only for his friend, it doesn't help. And Rashi says, why the time when the Kamon the Gemara will explain to have a teifus lebal choy b'mokam shechav lacherim. Like you can't pick up something for your friend because you're ruining it for other people. It's a mitziah. It's a lost object now. Whoever comes first would have a right to pick it up. So if you pick it up for yourself, very good. But to pick it up for somebody else, you have no right like to be a shliach for him if you're ruining it for other people. So that's why you can't pick it up for somebody else. But I tell you, here in our Mishnah is much different. Like Rashi says, V'hokad u'toni ma'athis and shenayim should be a mitziah konom, because the new svar of migul zochel nashe zochel nam lechavrei. Here, since you're picking up the talus, and half of the talus is for yourself, so since you're making a kinyan in the talus for yourself, that's why here it's better you could be kind of the other half for your friend. And the Gemara says, Teida, I'll bring you a proof of this. Shilu amal l'shluchai. If a person tells the shliach, tells the messenger,
say v'gonavli, go and steal something from me. V'gonav, and the person, the ganav, the shliach, does it, is potter. I'll tell you for sure, we know the mashalech is potter. Because we have the klal. Rashi says, ha-mashalech potter, mil-shalom kefel. Yes, I'll defend kefel. The kaim long as we hold, the klal is, ain't shliach, but the baravera, with chayim sholchoi, el shliach. Rather the shliach, the one that does the geneva, he's chayiv. Because the swara we'll see later on is, the divri rav, divri talmud, divri mishaimim, you have to know who to listen to. So therefore, if Reuven tells Shimon, go steal something, and Shimon steals it, Shimon is chayiv, and not Reuven. But the loch is, v'shutfim shagonvu, but let's say shutfim, two partners steal together, then chayovim, then they're both chayiv. So Rashi learns it means, v'echad hoitziyum yishuz bailim, ledaita ladas chaveru, armina bababakama, we learned the Babakama the Chayovim. That a Reuven and Shimon are Shutfim, they're stealing the Shutfis. Even though only one of them does the Maisa Geneva, if Reuven steals, but he's stealing it now for the purpose of him and his friend, so then we say they're both Koina, and they both have to pay back Kefil. The Kefil is between both of them. So here you see, Shutfim is different. My time, what's the reason? Lav isn't it Mishum the Armin, we say over there, that Migu the Zochra Nash is Zochra Nam Lechavre. That since this Reuven that's making the Geneva, since half of it is for himself, so since he's doing part for himself, who are then he could do the other half for his friend also? So, Shmamina, here's a good proof that when you're doing something for yourself and for somebody else, here it's much better. Here we say the Svara of Migu. Now, Taisus asks on Rashi's chat. Rashi, we just said, Shutfim Shigandu means one person is doing the neighbor for the other one. So, Taisus asks, after the Gemara Baba Kama was only talking about Tficha. By going up a Tofak, there it helps the Shliach altogether. So if a Torah learns Avu Gemara here means Shutfim Shigonvu, and they both picked it up together. But still, if they both picked it up together, why are they both Kaina? So you have to say that, because Migu the Zochonash is Zochonam Lechavri. So we see when they do it together, then they are both Kaina. That's the Pshar now Mishnah also. By Shnai Merch the Metalos, when both of them are picking it up together, then of course one could be Kaina for the other, therefore we look as if they're both called Mukzokim. Bashenkin, if Reuven wants to pick it up only for Shimon, then we hold no, you can't be kind of a Shimon, because it's a toughest labal choy, the mokam shechav acherim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, hash to the yarmut. Now that you're telling me, Amrina Migu, we say the swara for Migu, the zochra nashi, zochra namal chavre, what you could do for yourself. You could also do for somebody else also together. So, cherish or pikeach, shegibiyo metziyoi. If you have a cherish, a person that doesn't have das, a deaf and dumb, and a pikeach, a normal person, that together pick up a metziyah, a lost object, so there the swara would be, Mitoch shekona cherish kona pikeach, that since the cherish is kaina, who identifies is also kaina. So Rashi says, Afo pi shagbo shacherish ein hagbo liknois. Even though when a cherish picks up something, really he has no doubt to be kaina. It's only the rabbon elim of neidaki sholem. It is not like we learned. Cherish v'shoyt v'kot niyesh from gezem of neidaki sholem. V'lelochi yam amigul zochen nafshei zochen nama lechavrei. So Rashi says why. The Rashi says what kind of sorrow is this? I can understand why the cherish himself is kaina, because you know who picked it up for him, the pikeach, the normal person. So when the normal person picked it up, he can have das, like das the cherish makanoisoi, the das of the pikeach helps that the cherish is kaina. But el pikeach, but the pikeach himself, the my kaina, how is he kaina? Like the core of the cherish is the other half, he can't be kaina. So Rashi says that bishlei mecherish means l'roisha ashen l'tzorach shneim. As far as the cherish's half goes, we could understand why he should be kind of his half. Because the half that he's picking up because of himself, midirabonin, it's a good kinyan. I, the other half, the pikeach, is picking up for him. So that's good. Vashenkein, the half of the pikeach, true, half he's picking up. But the other half that the cherish is holding, his das can't help at all for the pikeach. So there's no kinyan for the pikeach. How could the pikeach, how could the normal person be kind of here? So Ella Radi meant to say like this, Ella Eimo, Cherish Kono, Pikeach Le Kono, just the opposite, that the Cherish is the one that's Kono, the whole Talis, and not the Pikeach. If so, man Migu, so what do you mean to say Migu? There's no, he's not helping you out then. So Mora says, Migu Dishnei Choroshim Bialmo, Koni, Honami Koni, just like there'll be two Choroshim Bialmo, they would be Kono, who would they know that the other ones are Pikeach, so it also helps. In other words, if you have two Choroshim, two deaf and dumb people, and they pick it up together, so since each one has a kinyan for himself, so therefore, it helps that they're both kaina. So also, now that one's a cherish and one's a pikeach, the pikeach's kinyan helps enough for the cherish. So Marcel again, it doesn't make any sense. Hi, Mai, what's going on here? Im Tim, so if you want to tell me, Even if Reuven picks up a mitzvah for his friend, it helps. When is that said? When you pick it up for your friend. But hi, over here, this cherish, he's only picking it up for himself. For he himself, he has no das to be koina, really. It's only at the koina of the rabbon that he's koina. So for his friend, could it help? So what are you telling me now, migu l'shnei cheroshim? When you have two cheroshim picking it up together, one can't help for the other. He doesn't even have das for himself, really. It's only a takona that he's koina for himself. So of course he cannot help for his friend. So what kind of migu is it over here, even when you have two cheroshim, two deaf and dumb people picking it up together? El or Rabbi meant to say like this, El Aima, mitoy v'alocha again is, when you have a pikeach and a cherosh together, picking up a mitzia, the halacha is rather like this, El Aima, mitoch shalaykona pikeach, laykona cherosh. Since the pikeach is not koina, who are then the same halacha, the cherosh is also not koina. The chitayim, I'll ask me, maishna mishnei cherosh in the alma, why is it different than a regular case of two cherosh in the alma? I'll tell you, hosam kinu le'rabonin. There, even if you tell me the halacha over there is by shnei cheroshim, that the yakoina, I'll tell you there, it's a new takona de rabbonin. I'll tell you, maishnum shnei cheroshim the alma, hosam tekinu lu rabbonin. Rabbonin made a special takona. If you have two cheroshim picking up a talit together, the lo yosel yansuye, that they should not come to fight. Hashenkin hocho, when you have a cherosh and a pekeach, meimar omar, they'll say like this, tekeach loikona. Like if we're going to say that locha to both of them is, that they're both not koina, so I'll tell you like this, that once the cherish hears that even the pekeach, the smart person, is not koina here, and no akne, so he won't feel bad, he won't come to fight at all. He'll think, I'm not worse off than the pekeach. If the pekeach is not koina, so I'm also not going to be koina. Therefore, they won't come to fight. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Adla, Rav Ashi, Diyuka de Roni Bachoma, Mehecha. Where was the first deed that Rami Bachoma made? Like we started off today, that Rami Bachoma said, Zoy Samaris. For now, Mishnah, we have a proof to the Loch of HaMagadiyah, Metzila Chaveros, Kana Chaveroi. Where did he want to bring a proof from our Mishnah? Inaim, if you want to tell me in the Reisha from the beginning of our Mishnah that says, Shnaim,